WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
The new Hot 96.9.
A Beasley Media Group station.
Now,
here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Get Out coming back to theaters for free, and Chris Rock is something special for you for Valentine's Day. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Looks like we may have a baby Cardi on the way.
Uh-oh, Wiki has your sports.
The Celtics try to bounce back after getting whooped by the Cavaliers.
But first, so remember the $560 million Powerball winner from New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was in court yesterday to try to keep her privacy and to stay anonymous. Her lawyers are saying she's already being preyed upon and is highly stressed because of the situation.
Oh, my God.
So, and she also says that there are people who are offering to help her get the money and keep her privacy for a price. Like, they want $1 million or a house or trust funds for their kids.
I want her to lose this case so bad. I want everybody to know who she is.
I don't understand how her identity hasn't come out yet. Because if she's going to court, this is obviously a publicized case. How is anyone not there in the court not knowing her name and just printing it?
They're doing it as Jane Doe or something
that. But I don't see that. This is what I don't get, right? She's won all this money. The only people that are really going to hassle her are people that she already knows.
Not true.
I mean, she might get a couple like crazy calls, soliciting her to try to help her with investments and that kind of, but
she's getting people from around the world that.
But how?
Don't answer your call.
She's in New Hampshire.
Get off Facebook.
She's in New Hampshire and we're in Massachusetts and I have no idea who she is. So
half the time I'm in New Hampshire, I can't even get cell service.
Take your money, go build you a giant compound, get a couple dogs and you'll be fine.
Get security. I mean, you're trying to make us feel bad for you. You won $560 million.
Right. I would want my privacy, so I completely understand she's coming from.
Well, the longer it goes, the more chances are that we're going to find out who she is.
Lady, what's the lowest offer that somebody said to claim the money for? A million? I'll do $500,000. I'll do $500,000. Buy me a house. Buy me a house and we're good.
I'll do it for $250,000, straight cash.
Melissa, your offer?
$100,000. I'll do it for $100,000.
Bucks.
Melissa wins.
Get Out is coming back to theaters for free to celebrate the 1-year anniversary of the movie's release. You will be able to see it at select AMC theaters for free. It's at 55 specific AMC locations, including the Boston Common, and it's for the 7 p.m. screening on President's Day, February 19th.
They said they might make a sequel to Get Out.
Really?
Yep, that's what the director, what's his name?
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I said he might do a sequel to it.
Interesting.
And you can celebrate Valentine's Day today with Chris Rock. His special, Chris Rock Tambourine, is out on Netflix today. This is the first of his two specials. Remember, he made that deal with Netflix for two specials for $40 million. Good God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, ain't all love for Nelly this Valentine's Day, as he is now officially under criminal investigation for sexual assault in England. Now, this incident happened allegedly back on December 5th after his show in Essex, where a woman claims he invited her to a VIP room, dropped his pants, and started to pleasure himself in front of her, then forced her head to go down. You know, and so she claims, she says she ran out of the room. Nelly called her the C word and says that she didn't go to police because she didn't think anybody would believe her. Nelly's lawyers say they are confident that police will find the allegations without merit, since Nelly's girlfriend was with him entire tour.
And is this a different girl from the other one?
There's three different women now.
Wow.
One of them is in the U.S. military, who was stationed overseas. And one of them was the one we already knew who dropped her case. And now there's this one. So there's three total.
So there's either somebody with a massive agenda against Nelly, or he has the absolute most down girlfriend in the history of girlfriends.
Oh, she's definitely a down girl. She's even said it. She's like, listen, he has his issues, but we're working through them.
So his issues are raping girls?
I mean,
you're working through it? Wow.
Jason Derulo was looking real thirsty yesterday. Social media was freaking out after Jason left a comment on one of his exes, Jordan Sparks' Instagram post from November, where she revealed the gender of her baby with her now husband. Underneath it, the baby's going to be a boy. Jason Derulo posted, I wish that was my boy. Hashtag all my songs are about you.
Oh,
so everybody
God.
Was freaking out. But then after doing some research, I found out that it was a prank. And Jason was doing it for a show that he was filming for MTV called Safe Word, where celebrities dare their celebrity friends to do stupid stuff. So that was what he was dared to do, apparently.
I was going to say, he must have lost the comment. The bet, man.
Yeah, but that was, for a quick minute, people were thinking, man, he's looking, he's either drunk or he's real thirsty. And looks like Cardi B may be pregnant after all. After telling her fans that her weight gain was just her getting fat, comes word that her team was telling organizers of all the parties that she attended Super Bowl weekend that Cardi was pregnant and that she didn't want to be around anyone drinking alcohol because she's 3 to 4 months pregnant.
Wow. Well, Cardi B, it was good while it lasted. Do you have any comment about all this?
Okay. Love my girl, Cardi. Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right, the Bruins, they beat the Calgary Flames last night. 5-2. Patrice Bergeron had 2 goals in the win. The Celtics will take on the Clippers tonight, 8 p.m. at the Garden. Should be a very good game. Celtics are trying to get back in that win column after Paul Pierce day. Didn't work out well for them against the Cavaliers where they got stomped. So hopefully they get a nice little victory out of this. And that is your sports.